Welcome back to the Thermo Diet Podcast. I'm your host, Jaden Miller, and I'm here with my co-host, Mr. T. Woody.
How are we doing today, Jaden?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. So this episode is going to be releasing around the holiday season. So we're going to give, Jaden and I are going to each give our Christmas list or Hanukkah list, if that's, if you're, I'm technically half, technically Jewish, so I should give a Hanukkah list, but we're going to do Christmas. So 10 things that kind of thermal related, doesn't have to be, that you would like on your Christmas list. You want to start us off or we'll go back and forth?
Sure, I can go first. First one is beeswax wrap for my food in the fridge.
Is that like, oh, dude, I was actually, this, I have no idea if this is related, but I was looking, thinking about aluminum foil substitutes.
That's one that you could use to wrap food up and store it.
Okay.
I would, if wouldn't you're using, yeah, I wouldn't, you can't cook with it. It'll melt. Okay. But
good substitute for plastic wrap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah. It's really not that expensive. I could get it for myself. I just
had it. Is there any different, is it just made from pure beeswax?
I'm not entirely sure if they put something else in there, but that's just the name of it that I know it by, is beeswax wrap. And it's usually pretty non-toxic. So.
And what's like the texture of it? Is it like kind of like paper? Is it more like plastic wrap or
something? It's definitely waxy, but it's like, it kind of sticks together.
Does it conform to the food really? Or is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. You can wrap it around there. Nice. And it sticks together. So you don't have to use anything else to seal it up.
Cool. It's kind of like a longish one, but it's written the Prime Gym in the office. So that was my Christmas gift from last year. But eventually I'd like some, this two specialty bars I'd like, and maybe a leg extension / hamstring curl machine. Just that'll pretty much hit all our bases. And then I need to buy a long bar, which is like the, you can attach the Prime attachments to it. I just haven't bought it yet because I haven't been trying to, been saving some money, but just to allow you to do like wide grip pull downs and stuff. That'll be nice. Eventually got to get that in there. But it'll be really nice once we have all that stuff really built out, but we'll be able to do everything we want with what we have right now.
Yeah, I'm excited. That's going to be awesome.
What's your number two?
Number two. Let's see what I got on here. Dirty electricity filters / EMF blocker.
Mm.
I'd really like to get one of those cubes that I could put in my bedroom.
The Stelzer filters, I think they're called.
I'm not really sure. It's like the big ones that block EMF.
Oh, the one I have that.
For like a whole, whole room.
Yeah.
Or some of them cover your whole house.
I have one of those.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's, I don't know. It's hard because it's like, I think the science makes sense, but it's like you hope to feel something. Maybe you will, but it's not like, oh my God, I slept so much better. It's just like, you know, it's like, I hope I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah. I think it would be interesting to experiment with, but, that's the dirty electricity filters are something else that I'd like to do. Cause I do have some plugs that are by my bed that I would like to have, you know, filtered out.
I can send you a link to those. I've got.
I think I have the Green Wave.
Oh, okay.
I got the link for the Green Wave ones.
Yeah, I think according to Blackburn, those look the best. He had some guy on his podcast. He also sells them, but I mean, generally, you try to make products that you want to sell.
Yeah, they're kind of expensive, but I mean, if they work well, then.
Mm-hmm. And you don't really only need like. I mean, ideally, you should probably have them in every plug in your house pretty much, but like really only need like one or two for your bedroom. Mm-hmm. And if it runs, I don't know if you have a circuit. If you have I forget what it's called, but it's like, oh, dirty electricity monitor. I think you can use like a general electricity thing. But so like if you plug it in and if the outlet is on the same circuit as another outlet, you only need one per circuit. So you plug a second one in and take a reading and see if it decreased the dirty electricity. If it didn't, that's because they're on the same circuit. So you only need one per circuit.
So you'd only need like one per room?
Well, it's like if you
probably... It depends on how it's wired.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So probably two per room if I had to guess. It could be, you know, five, but that would be ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So my number two is a couple supplements. So I'd like to get a really nice B vitamin complex. I want to get a copper supplement. There's like, you have to order it in like pounds, but then it'll last for you for like years.
Mm-hmm.
And then boron, which we were talking about last episode. Just some things I want to experiment with. B vitamin complex, I think you just feel really good on.
You're going to get some more Energen?
I might. Energen, it's just, you know, it's not cheap.
Yeah.
And it lasts you like a month, which just like, versus like you could buy, I kind of want to just try like B1, B2, B3 and just get like, you know, you can get like a 6 month supply of like $30 each.
I have a pack of riboflavin that I've had for a really long time. I don't use it that often because it tastes terrible.
Horrible, yeah.
But yeah, that packet I've had for quite a while.
I also think it'd be interesting. Like, I kind of want to just see if we can get like a supplement budget for the office, just like things to try.
Oh, like an experiment budget?
Yeah, pretty much. Cause it's like, there's two forms of B1 that I think are like, so thiamine HCl is like the least bioavailable because it has to get converted into thiamine pyrophosphate. Oh, that's the other. So you can supplement directly with thiamine pyrophosphate. I don't think that one's that bioavailable though. Hmm. And then there's there's two other ones. I just had it in my head and I lost it. Bentothiamine is like a fat soluble version, and there's another fat soluble version that are supposed to be like really, really good. So I'd like to try those out. Number four? Or number three, sorry.
Yeah, this is three. Some inversion boots.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, have you ever done is it a gravity table?
Yeah, the one that flips over for your back. It feels really nice.
Dude.
Yeah.
It feels, I mean, I only need it for like 10 seconds, mm-hmm. but it feels so good cracking your back like that.
Yeah. I'd like to have the gravity boots just because I've seen Nicholas Simpson do some really interesting things while he's hanging upside down. So I think I'd like to just try some of that stuff.
He actually sleeps like that.
He covers himself up with his cape.
Yeah. 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 That guy's a beast.
Yeah. Nicholas Simpson is awesome. Super smart too.
Yeah. We should get him on the podcast again.
Yeah. I'm down to get him back on here for sure.
So I'm going to put my next two ones are going to be kind of together, but eventually, slowly but surely phasing, I want to get all organic clothing and bedding. So like using organic cotton, wool, linen, alpaca wool, I think is cool. Like a lot of animal fibers I think are really cool. And it's interesting. And especially for bedding too. And it's interesting, like all these properties that like we think is so cool and it's taken us years to innovate into clothing, like the Under Armour heat gear, the wet gear. It's like, oh, well, you know, like, oh, it's moisture wicking. Oh, so does wool. Oh, it helps you retain heat. Oh, so does wool. Oh, it helps you cool off. Oh, so does wool. It's like these things, these living, breathing fabrics that are still, and they don't mold either. It's like these living, breathing fabrics end up being just insane. Like it's like a technological revolution that has taken us years to come up with. And generally they have plastics in them for those reasons. So yeah, I think it would be really nice to sleep with like, get a nice wool blanket, alpaca wool blanket and some bedding, mm-hmm. maybe a grounding sheet too.
Yeah. Kind of on that same line, something that I'd like to eventually get is like a EMF, some EMF clothing for plane rides and stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't know if I can do the, do you think that's a big part of like the jet lag and all that stuff?
I don't know. The entire situation for a lot of people is very stressful, but it might contribute to the stress that you experience flying.
I do feel like people consistently get sick after flying. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you if that's from flying or it's cause like, you know, you go on vacation and you go drink and eat shitty food. Could be a contribution. Both of those. But I know Georgie, I remember hearing him say like the amount of EMF, I don't know if it's in the airport or the airplane itself, but like is like off the legal limits, like absurdly. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I'm doing the Matt Blackburn, Ben Greenfield, where you're in the full hoodlum face mask.
Yeah.
What's your fourth one?
A sourdough baking kit.
Oh yeah.
So I don't have like all of the classic items that you need to like proof the sourdough and all of that stuff, or like like the scoring blade and stuff like that. I mean, I got like a razor blade to score it, but yeah, I'd like to get like a full sourdough baking kit. And then also like one of those silicone mats that you can put on the counter to roll it out and stuff versus like having to do it on the actual counter.
I could use the scoring thing in a roller.
Oh, I got a roller. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
But mom got me a Dutch oven and the, what's like the wooden thing? It is kind of the
wooden. Yeah, that's the proofing basket. Yes. I would like the proofing basket. I have a Dutch oven, but I'd like a circular Dutch oven. The one that I have is like long and oval, and it has ridges in the bottom. So I'd like to get like a good, like regular Dutch oven.
What's so special about the proofing basket?
I don't know. I'm just going to use a metal bowl that I have.
My mom said she's not like into the science very much, but it's literally just because of the shape. Like it gives it some shape, but I'm not really sure. All right, so that was my fourth and fifth. You want to do your fifth?
A portable power station is something else that I'd like to have, like something that I can just charge up and take with me and then have something to, like if I'm camping, I can plug something in or something like that.
So are we talking like a battery you can put in your pocket? Or are we talking about like 5 pounds, 10 pounds?
Probably like 5, 10 pounds, something that's like not huge, but just enough to like last overnight or something.
So you're looking at something like you could jumpstart your car with too, probably.
No, more so just like plugging stuff in and charging stuff. Or, you know, if I'm sleeping in a really cold environment, being able to plug in a heating blanket or something like that for the night.
Yeah, I always carried around a portable charger with me in high school.
Yeah, I got a portable charger for my phone in my backpack, but yes. This one would be like a heavy duty portable guy.
Yeah, it was really clutch because all the cute girls would their phones would die and they'd be like, hey, do you have a charger? I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, that's a heck.
So this is my 6-7, so I'm sorry, I'm cheating. But one of the things I would like this year is to get a Wild Pastures or some kind of really high quality pork, chicken, beef subscription.
Oh, I got a meat subscription on my Christmas list too.
Oh, there we go.
I want somebody to get me a subscription to a meat subscription because I don't want to buy it myself. Yeah.
And we're saying somebody, we're referring to you guys, the listeners. You guys have to buy us the stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I just really love to, you know, I really have like a pretty boring, I mean, I'm getting more adventurous and you cook a bit more and I'm cooking a bit more too. But like right now, I've just cooked the same recipes pretty much over and over again. And I think it would be fun to start mixing it up with chicken. And then like, once I have more meats, I feel like I would just be like, oh, you know, I'll do barbecue today. Like stuff like that. Beef's great. I think chicken and pork are really good too, if you can get high quality forms of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another hack, it's just really build out your spice cabinet too, cause that's going to allow you to have a lot more freedom in the stuff that you're cooking, is cause you'll be a lot more prepared for various things. Like that's one thing that I noticed, trying to get the ingredients for pho. Mm-hmm. There are some things that like star anise or, there was some other kind of weird seed that we couldn't find at any of the stores that we went to. We went to like 3 different stores and couldn't find them anywhere. So we're going to have to go to an Asian market this weekend and pick them up to make some pho.
Yeah. We actually have a lot of, my roommates have a ton of spices. I just don't know what to do with any of them.
Yeah.
The only one I use is, parsley, the dried parsley. Well, I use like, I mean, like the regular ones, like salt, pepper, red onion, red pepper, you know, the flakes.
Yeah.
You put on pizza sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then I use parsley because of apigenin, because it's such a rich source of that. Mm-hmm. So I like to add that in sometimes.
Yeah. I actually have a parsley plant outside of my place that I should go probably clip up before the snow comes.
Yeah. You'd bring it inside or does it die?
It's in the, I should probably think about bringing it inside. Right now, it's just in a pot, like a big pot that I can't move inside. Hmm. So maybe I'll try and transfer it, but it might already be dead. So
potentially
look at it again.
Yeah. That's something I'd like to do too. Eventually just do some herbs. I think tomatoes would be cool too on a little garden.
Yeah. I can't wait to have a backyard so I can have some chickens. Have some chickens in a nice garden.
And so part of my, Wild Pasture subscription is a meat freezer. So, I live with 2 roommates, so I can't be taking up the whole freezer with my monthly meat package.
Right.
So, I need to get a little meat freezer to put all my good stuff in.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good Christmas gift.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah. Cause I mean, they're not extremely expensive, but they're expensive enough to where you'll probably hesitate to buy it yourself.
So yeah.
Maybe somebody will splurge on you.
Maybe. What's your, that was my 6 and 7.
Okay. So the meat subscription was on my list as well. The next thing after the power station for me was, a survival bag for 2, probably like a 72-hour survival bag for 2, and an emergency responder stocked kit. So like a full blown EMT bag that has pretty much everything that you would need.
I would love to take a trauma class.
Yeah, I'm taking one in May. I'm super excited for it.
That's awesome.
The guys that we did the knife defense seminar this weekend, they actually do that course as well. So,
oh, really?
I'm pretty sure I remember him talking about it after the class. So look at their website and see what they have to offer.
Yeah, I think I'd be really good at stitching people up, but I think it would be helpful to have some practice.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, in most situations like that, you're not going to be stitching either. You're going to be like just trying to stop the bleed.
Yeah. And then what was the other thing you said? Oh, the survival pack for 2. So what does that entail? Like a backpack with everything you would need?
Yeah. So it would have like water, emergency blankets, a little first aid kit in there. Probably like, let me pull it up. I'll see what all is in here. You want to do your next one while I'm looking this up?
Sounds good. So, my next one is lifting shoes. I've been lifting literally my Vans for the last like 3 months now. Cause my, actually since like May, because I threw out my Chuck Taylors. They had a bunch of holes in them. And Chuck Taylors, like, they used to be pretty good lifting shoes because they used to be flat. They don't make them like that anymore. They're also really narrow. So you don't really, what you want in a good lifting shoe is, depending on, like, sometimes you might want a heel elevation for squats, but generally you want a flat shoe. You want a wide enough toe box so that your feet aren't crunched, or you don't want the five fingered shoes either, because that keeps your toes separated. You want them to be able to come close in and out, open and close as your foot pronates over your ankle as you squat. And then you probably want a relatively stiff sole. I mean, you could also make the argument for barefoot sole. It's going to be, I don't know, it's up in the air. So I really like the No Bulls because they really look cool.
Yeah.
All that science taken away. But those are really expensive. I've also considered getting a barefoot shoe. It's also going to depend because, like, we're going to be in the office. So I don't know what we're going to do with that. Jaden doesn't put shoes on, so I doubt he's going to be lifting with shoes.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. You're going to have to clean the mats after.
I guess my feet get sweaty.
Yeah. Zach said we should all lift in Crocs.
I'm down.
We can have a Croc cabinet in the gym.
Yeah.
So what's in your survival kit?
These ones are like pre-made survival kits. So they'd have food and water. And then they would have like some kind of water purification stuff in there as well. And then like a water bottle, hygiene and sanitation stuff, anything from like a toothbrush and toothpaste to shaving cream, soap, feminine products, stuff like that. Then a small first aid kit, light and communication. So like a flashlight, something to charge your phone, a couple light sticks, reflective sleeping bag, ponchos, a tube tent. This one has a tube tent.
Why would you want a reflective sleeping bag?
That would be like one of those emergency blankets, I think. So just holds heat really well.
Okay.
And it's super lightweight. Doesn't take up that much space inside of the bag. And then this one also has some rope, some duct tape, gloves, a multi-tool knife, some playing cards, and then a guidebook for emergency preparedness as well. Mm. Yeah, it seems like the older that I get, the more that just having reassurances like that helps with peace of mind. Especially like, you know, you got somebody else that you got to take care of. It's nice to be a little bit more prepared.
Are you better off buying a kit like that though, or just like putting it all together?
The kit makes it easy. It's a little bit more expensive maybe that way. Mm-hmm. You probably get a little bit less too. You can easily make your own though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm on number nine. Actually, it was number eight technically.
I would like a portable water purification system too.
You ever seen Life Straw?
Yeah, I've seen those. I think my girlfriend actually has one of those, but I would like something like that, or just something, or they also have like pumps where you can pump it through a water filter, or the ones that you can like hang from a tree and then it'll slowly, you know, filter everything out that way. So I'd like something like that, maybe from camping too, in case I need, if I'm camping for a longer amount of time than just a couple nights, might be nice to have some kind of water purification system there. And also put it in my go bag.
That'd be cool. My next one is a Danny Dimes jersey. I'm waiting for Matt to roll his eyes. So Daniel Jones, stud quarterback of the Giants, currently ranked number 10 in fantasy football. Everyone's been saying he's, I mean, I wasn't even a huge football fan until like I really got into it the last couple of years. And especially last year when I had to watch it every Sunday and I didn't really care that much at the time. Now I'm starting to really get into it. But last 3 years, everyone's like, Danny Dimes sucks. The guy, he's just an underdog and he's got that dog in him. And I love an underdog and he's absolutely killing it this year. I don't care what anyone says. Like, he's passing the ball. He doesn't have a great line, but he gets yards. He can run. And, you know, everyone like hates him for whatever reason. He just like, people are like, he's not Eli. I think he's a stud. I hope he stays with the Giants. So if he renews that contract, I can get myself a Danny Dimes jersey.
That's all mine. My last one was the meat subscription.
So. Oh yeah. I got two more. I'd like a mountain bike, which is an expensive ass Christmas gift.
The least thermo of your list, probably.
Yeah, least thermo of my list. Yeah. I miss mountain biking. I used to work at a shop and eventually I think next fall I'm going to try and get one because fun to do when you're skiing, nice action sport. It just, you know, it's entertaining, good workout. Not really a good workout, but it's fun, in my opinion. And then my last one was I need a clone of Aiden and Zach, one of them, because you know, creative team has a lot going on right now, and we can use a clone.
Right now.
Always, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're always busy around here.
Yep. But they're good guys. They grind. So does Matt, our producer back there. He's a good guy sometimes.
Yeah, he's all right.
Well, that's it for this episode. Anything else yet?
Nope. That's awesome. All I got. All right.
Well, thanks for tuning in. And until next time, we'll see you.
Peace.